Hey guys, James Johnson here. In this video, I'm going to be teaching you guys and showing a quick demo about SpotCrime.com. SpotCrime.com is a great tool and it's a great site to use when you're either doing your preliminary evaluation of a whole market and you're first analyzing and looking at the market as a whole. And it's also great when you're looking at a specific property because you're able to search by the whole city or you could search by address. And if it's your first time here, if you've never heard of the site, what SpotCrime does is by utilizing the map search, you're able to see how much crime is happening, where it's happening exactly, what times, how frequently. So it's really, you know, the one-stop shop for finding crime data. And, you know, we love using it, so that's why I wanted to show you guys a quick demo. So you can see here, I'm just at SpotCrime.com. This is just the homepage. It'll pull up, you know, the state wherever you're located at. And you could go straight into the search box and type the address, or you could browse by state. So we'll just say that for this demo, you're going to browse by a market that you're looking in. So we will just go to Florida. And as you can see, for any state, it's going to show you three options for every city. So it's going to show you the crime map, the most wanted list, and then a daily crime report. So what we like to do, and the best way, to, in my opinion, to do it is just to do by crime map, because you're really going to get the biggest picture there. So we'll do Lakeland, Florida. And if you're not from Florida, Lakeland is halfway in between Tampa and Orlando. So about an hour to Orlando, hour to Tampa, right in the middle of the state. So as you could see, just in this list right here, you want to have it on view all, so you see all the types of crime, and they're going to show you arrest, arsons, assault, burglaries, robberies, shootings, etc. They're going to show you everything. And I picked here because I'm very familiar with the neighborhood, and it's interesting to see how one side of town compared to the other side of town, just the drastic difference in crime. And that's where this site is great, because it, you know, hones in exactly on where the crimes happen. So you could see, you know, really, you know, niche down the sub-market and, you know, see how one side is so different than the other side of town. So as you could see here, just in this middle part of town, we have a lot of burglaries, a lot of assaults, even a shooting, which is obviously never good. So you know if you're picking up some units and some properties here, that most likely crime is going to be an issue at the property and in the area. But if you look down here, you know, here's another little rough part, and you could see just from there to right here, no crime here, and then all sorts of stuff going on here. So that's how we like to use SpotCrime, because you could see exactly where, you know, where's the bad pockets, where are the most crimes happening. You can see down here there's none, so that's, you know, it's huge. If you're deciding between two separate properties, or if you're just doing your initial evaluation, that, you know, up here it's jam-packed with crime, and over here, none, up here, none. So that's why, you know, we like to utilize this, just because it shows you exactly where and how frequently these crimes are happening. And then you're actually able to click on each one, and you could see the exact block that it happened on and the day. And then if you sign in and make the account, you could also search by time frame. So if you wanted to do the last 6 months or a specific month of the year, you could do that. You could do by keyword. And it's very self-explanatory, but, you know, it's just a easy, simple to use, you know, kind of one-stop shop for crime data. And it's a great tool to have in your toolbox. So that's about it with SpotCrime.com. Very self-explanatory, like I said, and definitely use it, guys. All right, I'll see you on the next video.